have your Bibles with you tonight, ask you to open them up there to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 8.
Bless you.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Reading of God's Word this evening. Look at verse number 9 tonight. It says, "For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich." Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, once again for this day that you give us. And Lord, I just ask you, God, to just anoint your word tonight. Let it accomplish that which that's work for you to do, Lord. Lord, we know that you said that your word would not return to you void. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your Son that come and died upon an old rugged cross, Lord, for an old sinner like me. And Lord, for all the sins of the world. And Lord, we just ask you, God, to just go with us to this service. Let it bring glory and honor unto you. All these things we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Appreciate you standing in reference and reading God's Word tonight. I had a thought to share with you this evening. It would be rich in Christ. Rich in Christ. Hold that thought there for just a little while of time. Amen. Paul, he's writing to the Corinthian church. But if you've ever read over here in the 8th chapter of the book of 2 Corinthians, and you know, he's giving thanks here to the church of Macedonia for their giving, amen, that they had given to the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, they sent their money to him. I believe people probably sold items and to promote the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he wanted these people to be recognized because they had been through much affliction. Amen. They had been through much poverty. Amen. And he was wanting them to know that even though that they had gone through afflictions and poverty and the people of the world rose up against them, my friends, they were still rich in the Lord Jesus Christ. Right. You know, and I think about the people today and how the things keep rising up against the church and the world. Seems like it keeps getting bigger and the church keeps getting a little bit smaller. Children and kids, just keep holding on. Right. Yeah, just a little while longer. Listen, we're still rich in Jesus Christ. Right. We are still rich in love tonight. Right. We're rich in hope. We're rich in mercy. Yeah. My friend, we're rich in all the things that the world cannot give us. Amen. And see, Paul wants us to know that, hey, just hang on.
Yeah.
Just hang on, amen. He says, you know, for ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's an abundance of grace. My friends, there's been people throughout the Bible, Noah found grace in the eyes of God, amen. He looked out upon a wicked generation, amen, and was wanting to, amen, kill everything. God repented that he even made man in his image. Amen. I said he's about as embarrassed today as he was way back then with the world and the way that it is. And amen, the homosexual world, amen, rising up, amen, and that they're getting married in the churches and they're getting married down at the courthouses. And amen, now they're going to start using the same restroom. Amen, when I was growing up, amen, the men went in the boys' room. Amen, the girls went into the girls' room. Amen, you know who was who. And you showed respect, amen, to the opposite sex. And amen, we taught our children, amen, the same thing. And now they teach them in schools, amen, that it just don't matter. Why, it does matter, amen. Well, I'll tell you what, when I was just a little boy, amen, I'd say, "Daddy, I've got to go to the restroom." He'd say, "Son, go ahead, but don't touch anything in there."
Right.
Amen. Amen. Now we have to tell them, go in and lock the door behind you.
That's right.
Amen, Brother Ed. Let me tell you, friend. Amen. God's looking down upon this. Amen. He's got an abundance amount of grace. Amen. For those that are hanging on, amen, to the ground. And they won't let go. Amen. Let me tell you something. I think about old Noah. Amen. As he built that ark, amen. And he worked hard on it. He prayed to him that the rain was going to come. Amen.
That's right.
Coming, folks. Listen, amen. They just kept right on in their sins and doing the things, amen, that they'd always done. Amen. They discarded what that old preacher said. And he told them that the rain was going to come. Amen. Let me tell you, amen, the time come. Amen. Whenever, amen, the rain began to come down. Amen. And then, as it did, and they went in, and God, he locked the door.
Yeah, that's right.
There's going to be a time, amen, as it said over the book of Genesis. It said, my spirit won't always strive with man. Won't always strive with man. There's not no, but that old, no Jonah. He was another one. Amen. But he got on the boat going the wrong way. Amen. God told him to go down to Nineveh. Amen. Preach the word of God to him. Amen. But he went the wrong way. Amen. You know how the story goes. He got cast overboard. Amen. God has created a great fish. Amen. And it swallowed him up. Amen. Kept him in the belly. Amen. Of the whale. Amen. For 3 days. In the bottom of the sea. Yes. Amen. Let me tell you. He was over in Jonah chapter number 2. Amen. Where he said that I cried out from the belly of hell. Amen. I believe he was way down. He had seaweed. Amen. Wrapped around his head. Amen. And then, amen. He said, but God heard my cry. Listen, friend. Amen. He went down. He was spewed out. Amen. Up on the sand. Amen. And the word of the Lord came to him again and said, go. Go to Nineveh.
Amen.
He went down there, amen. What a 3-day journey he made it in one.
Amen.
I don't think he walked. I believe he ran.
Yeah.
As fast as he could run to get there, amen. As he entered into the city, amen, smelling like sweat and, amen, fish guts and seaweed. Amen. They listened, amen, to the man of God. Amen. As he preached the word to them. Amen. The Bible says that they all repented. Amen. From the greatest right down to the least.
Right.
Yep. Don't we just repent today? That we always say, God bless America.
Yeah.
We need to be asking God to forgive America.
Yeah.
Amen. We need to be repentant, amen, for the sins, amen, that America has committed.
Amen.
Oh, listen, amen, old Jonah. Amen, he preached to them and they all repented. The Bible says he went outside the city. He got mad. Yes, sir. He got mad. He was all fired up, amen. And he said, Lord, it'd be better if I just died. Just take my life from me. I'd rather die as to live. Don't that sound like us today?
Yeah.
Amen. A bunch of Christian folks, amen. I'd just soon die, amen, as to go sit next to that person.
Yeah.
I'd just soon die, amen, as to have to, go to church anymore. Uh-huh. I'd just soon die.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
God created a gourd.
Amen.
That's what the Bible says. He created a gourd. And Jonah loved that gourd.
Yeah. Amen. Bless the Lord.
And it grew. And then God created a worm.
Yeah.
And it came and it ate that gourd that killed it.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
He began to talk to the Lord. He said, I know that you was a gracious God. Filled with kindness and loving mercy.
Yeah, amen.
But listen, they needed to hear it. These people today, they need to hear the word of God.
That's right.
Let me tell you something. Because God wants us to be rich. He sent His only begotten Son. Amen. Left or he was rich, he'd come down to this earth or he was made poor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For us, for our sakes.
Uh-huh.
For me, for you. That through his poverty, we can be rich.
Amen.
Look, we might not have big fancy suits that we wear, might not have nice brick homes that we live in. Might not drive the fanciest cars. Has not God blessed us?
That's right.
God has blessed us beyond measure in our lifetime upon this earth.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. I believe with all my heart, amen, that we are living in the midnight hour.
That's right. Amen.
And I think that it's over in the chapter 22 of the book of Revelation. Listen what it says. In 22, verse number 7, it says, behold, I come quickly.
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Blessed is he that keepeth the saying of the prophecy of this book.
Yeah.
Now, we can retain that saying to the book of Revelation, you know it?
Yeah.
But I believe it's this whole book right here. Yeah. From Genesis all the way through to the book of Revelation. Amen. Yeah. I mean, from the beginning up here, where it says in the beginning that God created the heavens and the earth.
Yeah.
And the earth was out form and void and dark and stuff on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God said, let there be light. And there was light.
Yeah. Amen. That's right.
Amen.
You ever thought about that? That the sun and the moon wasn't even talked about until verse number 16? Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Verse 16, and God made two lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night.
Uh-huh.
He made the stars also. Amen. All this evolutionary stuff they got going on in the schools today. Let me tell you, they said they professed to become so wise they'd be fools.
Yeah.
I don't know how you look at those first three verses, but I see the Father, and I see the Son, and I see the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the first couple of verses of the Bible. And in verse number 12 of the 22nd Revelation, it says, once again, behold, I come quickly.
Amen.
That's twice he says that within five verses.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. We are living in the midnight hour tonight.
Yeah.
All we need to do is look around, amen, see the things that is happening as it was in the day of Noah.
Amen.
So shall it be in the son of the coming of the Son of Man. Amen. As it was in Sodom and Gomorrah. And they wanted to molest the very angels that God has sent from heaven to judge the city. Well, it's been a good time to repent.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Amen. But he says, behold, I come quickly. Says, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be.
That's right. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
What the Bible says in verse number 13, it says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning, the end, the first, and the last.
Amen.
When people talk about all the gifts and stuff that's mentioned in the Bibles, I think any gift from God is a special gift.
That's
amen?
Right. Amen.
It's a special gift.
Yeah. Amen.
Let me tell you something. This is about seeing the lost saved.
Yeah.
This is about seeing the saints of God grow into perfection.
Amen.
I mean, showing the wealth, amen, that our Heavenly Father has. There's ever been a time that the church needs to shine.
Uh-huh.
It's the day and age we live in now.
That's right.
We should count this as an honor and a privilege to work hand in hand with Almighty God.
Yeah.
There's been people that I've run into on this earth that I thought, man, it'd be nice to get to work with them.
Yeah.
One of the things that we could accomplish.
Amen.
If we just, you know, if I could just work together with this person for just a little while.
Yeah.
I've got to work with some of them folks. They turned out to be pretty good workers. Some of them, I thought, this ain't turning out near the way I thought it would. They wasn't near the worker that I thought that they would be. Amen. But, you know, life is filled with disappointments.
Yeah.
But God will never disappoint us.
Amen.
Ever.
Right, brother.
We know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. That though he was rich, he became poor.
Yep.
Through his time, we are more rich. Rich in love.
Amen.
Rich in hope. Rich in mercy. These things last forever.
Yeah.
These things make us not ashamed. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say if we took a survey, there's probably things there that we have all done that we probably wouldn't be very proud of.
Yeah.
And wouldn't want to mention it, and would hope that nobody else would bring it out.
Yes.
Amen. But I'd say if we took a survey tonight, that serving the Lord Jesus Christ, there's dare one of us ever left feeling ashamed of ourselves in the house of God. Amen. But listen, with confidence and proud of who that we are.
Yeah.
Listen, these are things that that Jesus came and he died on a cross for us.
Yeah.
Yep.
But we don't have to be ashamed, but we can be proud.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Look here.